Hello everybody and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Harriet and I will be reading for you this Sunday, the 16th of September, or the 7th of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar. It is day 37 of repentance and we are getting really close to the final days of awe in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur Eve is on Tuesday night and then, of course, continues on Wednesday. The parasha for this new week is called Ha'azinu, and that means listen. And a portion from the Torah is Deuteronomy 32, verses 1 through 6. Before we start reading the scriptures, we will bless the Lord for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua, the Messiah, our Master. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching trickle like rain, my speech distill like dew, like gentle rain on new grass, like showers on tender plants. For I will proclaim the Lord's name, ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, blameless is his work. Indeed, all his ways are just. God of faithfulness without iniquity, righteous and upright is he. Did it corrupt him? No. The blemish is his children's, a generation crooked and twisted. Is this how you pay back the Lord? O foolish, unwise people! Isn't he your father who ransomed you? He made you and established you. That was Deuteronomy 32, 1 through 6. And our portion from the prophets today is the prophet Zechariah, chapters 5 and 6. Once again I lifted up my eyes, and behold, I saw a flying scroll. Then the angel asked me, "What do you see?" I replied, "I see a flying scroll 20 cubits long and 10 cubits wide." He said to me, "This is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole land. Everyone who steals will be swept away from here according to it, and everyone who swears will be swept away from here according to it. I will send it out. It is a declaration of the Lord Tzvaot, and it will enter into the house of the thief and into the house of the one who swears falsely by my name, and will reside inside his house, destroying it, both its wood and its stones." Then the angel speaking with me came forward and said to me, "Now lift up your eyes and see what is appearing." I asked, "What is it?" He replied, "This is the measuring basket that goes out." He continued, "This is their eye in all the land." Then behold, a lead cover was lifted, and a woman was sitting in the middle of the measuring basket. The angel exclaimed, "This is wickedness." Then he shoved her back inside the measuring basket, throwing the lead weight over its mouth. After this, I lifted up my eyes, and behold, I saw two women emerging with the wind in their wings. They had wings like the wings of a stork, and they raised the measuring basket between the earth and the heaven. I asked the angel who was speaking with me, "Where are they taking the measuring basket?" He said, "To build a temple for her in the land of Shinar. When it is prepared, she will live there in her own place." Again I lifted up my eyes, and behold, I saw four chariots emerging from between the two mountains, mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, the second chariot black horses, the third chariot white horses, and the fourth chariot had strong dapple horses. Then I responded by saying to the angel speaking with me, "What are these, my Lord?" The angel answered me, saying, "These are the four winds of heaven that go forth from the presence of the Lord of all the earth. The chariot with the black horses is going to the land of the north, and the white ones have gone out after them. But the dappled ones have gone out to the land of the south. When the strong ones went out, they requested to go to walk throughout the earth. He said, "Go, walk throughout the earth." So they walked throughout the earth. Then he called and spoke to me, saying, "Look, those going toward the land of the north have given rest to my Ruach in the north country." And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Take from the exiles, from Heldai, Tobiah and Yediah, who have come from Babylon, and go the same way. Go to the house of Josiah, son of Zephaniah. Take silver and gold, make crowns, and set them on the head of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the Kohen Gadol. Then speak to him, saying, 'Thus says the Lord Tzvaot, behold, a man whose name is the branch will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord. He will build the temple of the Lord. He will bear splendor and sit and rule on his throne. Thus he will be a Kohen on his throne. So a council of shalom will be between them both. The crowns will be in the temple of the Lord as a memorial to Helem, Tobiah, and Jediah, and to Chen, son of Zephaniah. Those who are far off will come and build in the temple of the Lord. Then you will know that the Lord Tzvaot has sent me to you. It will come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God.'" That was Zechariah, chapters 5 and 6. And our portion from the writings is 2 Chronicles chapter 28. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. But he did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as his father David had done. But he followed the ways of the kings of Israel, and even made molten images for the Baalim. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, and burnt his children in the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had driven out before Bnei Israel. He offered sacrifices and burnt incense in the high places, on the hills, and under every leafy tree. Therefore the Lord his God gave him into the hand of the king of Aram, who defeated him and took away from him many prisoners and brought them to Damascus. He was also given into the hand of the king of Israel, who inflicted many casualties on him. In one day, Pekah, the son of Remaliah, killed 120,000 valiant soldiers of Judah, because they had forsaken the Lord, the God of their fathers. Also Zichri, a warrior from Ephraim, killed Maaseiah, the king's son, Azrikam, the official in charge of the palace, and Elkanah, the second to the king. Men of Israel carried away captive 200,000 of their kinsmen, women, sons, and daughters. They also took away a great deal of plunder from them that they brought to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord named Oded was there, and he went out to meet the army on its return to Samaria. He said to them, "Behold, because the Lord, the God of your fathers, was angry with Judah, he has given them into your hand, and you have slaughtered them in a rage that reaches to heaven. So now you intend to bring into bondage the children of Judah and Jerusalem as your male and female slaves. Are you not also guilty of transgressions against the Lord your God? So now listen to me. Send back the prisoners you have captured from your kinsmen, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you." Then some of the leaders of the sons of Ephraim, Azariah, son of Jehohanan, Berechiah, son of Meshilemot, Yehizkiah, son of Shallum, and Amasa, son of Hadlai, confronted those coming from the campaign and said to them, "Do not bring the captives in here, for what would cause us to trespass against the Lord? Do you intend to add to our sins and our guilt? For our guilt is already great, and his fierce anger is already against Israel. So the soldiers released the captives and the plunder in the presence of the chieftains and the entire congregation. Then the men designated by name stood up and took the captives, and they clothed all who were naked from the plunder. They gave them clothes and sandals, food and drink, anointed them, led all the feeble ones on donkeys, and brought them back to their kinsmen at Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. About that time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria for help. Once again, the Edomites had come and invaded Judah and taken captives, while the Philistines had raided the towns in the foothills and in the south of Judah. They captured and occupied Bet-Shemesh, Ayalon, and Gederoth, as well as Soho, Timnah, and Gimzo, with their villages. For the Lord humbled Judah because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he threw off restraint in Judah and trespassed against the Lord. Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, came against him and afflicted him instead of strengthening him, even though Ahaz plundered the house of the Lord, the house of the king and the princes, and gave it to the king of Assyria. It did not help him. In his time of distress, the same king Ahaz acted even more unfaithfully to the Lord. He even sacrificed to the gods of Damascus after he had been defeated, for he said, "Because the gods of the kings of Aram helped them, I will sacrifice to them and they will help me." But they caused the downfall of him and all Israel. Ahaz even collected the utensils of the house of God and cut the utensils of the house of God into pieces. He shut the doors of the house of the Lord and made himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem. In every town of Judah he made high places to burn incense to other gods, provoking the Lord, the God of his fathers. Now the rest of his acts and all his ways, the first and the last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Then Ahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of Jerusalem. But he was not brought into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Hezekiah, his son, became king in his place. And that was 2 Chronicles chapter 28. And our final portion for today is from the Apostles, and it is Revelation chapter 12. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She's pregnant, crying out in birth pains, in agony to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, a great fiery red dragon that had 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 royal crowns on his head. His tail sweeps away a third of the stars of heaven. It hurled them to the earth. Now the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that whenever she gave birth, he might devour her child. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with an iron rod. And her child was snatched away to God and to his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, so they might take care of her for 1,260 days. A war broke out in heaven, Michael and his angels making war against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought, but they were not strong enough, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, the one who accuses them before our God day and night, has been thrown out. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even in the face of death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great rage, knowing that his time is short. Now when the dragon saw that he had been thrown to the earth, he stalked the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of the great eagle, so that she might fly away from the presence of the serpent into the wilderness, to the place where she is taken care of for a time, times, and half a time. And from out of his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river after the woman, in order to sweep her away with the flood. But the earth came to the aid of the woman. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river that the dragon had spewed out from his mouth. So the dragon became enraged at the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her offspring, those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Yeshua. And he stood on the shore of the sea. That was Revelation chapter 12, and that was our last portion of scriptures for today, this Sunday. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shavua Tov. Have a blessed, wonderful new week. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.